I'm just hot.
So tell me about this event. So an event means something happened. So you described this idle time. Okay, meaning
I give you too much time to think.
Who gives you too much time to think?
Idle time gives me too much time to think.
So
time to revert back to things I shouldn't have to revert back to.
Okay, so the event is having nothing to do.
Right, right.
Yeah, nothing to do.
And
how often was it, like one time this week that you were sitting and didn't have anything to do, and then sort of down?
Nothing. My idle time is like I could be doing something and it just gets boring. And then it's like, what's next? And then if it keeps getting what's next, that's when the what's next becomes the anxiety and all of that.
Okay, so there's nothing to do, mm-hmm. And then the belief or the stuck point is that something is wrong. Tell me more about that. What's that?
Well, you know what? I was talking to my daddy. And he told me, the same thing he told me is something is wrong for what the things that I want to do, if I want to do them, I always find I find a negative way not to do it. He said, I'm good at that. He said, I'm good at finding a negative way of not doing things. Of not wanting to do things. That could be something that I actually want to do. I could actually want to do it and then in the midst of doing it find a negative in it and be like.
Okay, let's look at this. See the word says cognitive distortions right there? When you say a negative thing to do, do any of those kinds of ways of thinking come through? And so what it sounds to me like your dad is describing is a negative mental filter. Or, like, I'm curious about which ones of those examples, you can go pull it off the 93, might be appropriate for the kind of, because those are called distorted, cognitive distortions, or problematic thinking patterns, and everybody does it, I'm not going to be here, but everybody has those kinds of tendencies, where to give yourself an out to make your logic make sense.
I think mine comes more with rejecting the positive.
Okay.
Because even though people be trying to tell me positive things.
Excuse me,
It's the way you may tell me, I may not look at it positive.
Okay.
You may think you're just telling me something positive. I'm looking at you like, why are you telling me this?
So help me translate this worksheet. So the event that happens is you have a time that shows up where you don't have anything to do. And you have idle time, free time. The belief for you is something is wrong.
Yeah.
Something's wrong or something's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
Which one is it? Something is wrong or something's going to go wrong.
The belief turns and basically to the action.
Something going wrong.
I can cause my own destruction. In other words, if I think about it long enough, it'll happen.
Okay.
If I sit and concentrate on it long enough without being disturbed or, without
talking
something. Yeah, without some positive or something coming my way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that makes you think, and then that results in you feeling irritated.
Oh, yeah. It's not irritation as long as, I hate to say this, but as long as I take something, I can deal with it.
Okay.
I feel it,
okay.
But I can deal with it. I can look at it like I know what to do. And I'll be like, the thing I got to eat.
Yeah.
And it'd be cool. I'd be fine. Okay.
It's not been making you sleep anymore since it, like the way it was before.
Not like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you take it at night, it'll put you get to
sleep. Well, I'd be up all night, so I don't take it at night. I have to take it in the
night. If you take it at night, you'd be up all night.
I'd be up all night. I work all night.
Okay. Do you sleep during the day?
Basically.
Okay. So for you, this event that caused the belief that leads to the feeling that you have is realistic. It's real.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what you tell yourself is to keep yourself calm if there's not any work in your life.
Yeah, because it's too self-aware.
Did anything stand out for you? It's not like this comes to the thought that your dad what stood out when you were doing this stuff for kind of.
Yeah, because he always told me a pre-judge thing before. Mm-hmm.
They come to be.
And yeah, I'm good at that. I'm good at that because most of the time when I let things come, it'd be bad things that happen. So that's like my protection. I don't want to deal with the conversation. I don't want to deal with the emotion. I don't want to deal with the nothing. I don't want to deal, even though everybody comes with it. It's just me personally. I'm tired. Y'all just don't understand.
Help me understand.
Me telling you really, I don't know. And you're my therapist, not to be able to tell you anything. And it should be able to stay in. It should stay between us.
It will.
No matter how good or how bad you feel about it. The truth of the matter is, of all of this, I'm gonna get some to the root. The root is, I have done nothing that I plan to do by the age that I plan to have to be. I had no kids. I didn't get married because of situations that did. I didn't have kids because of situations that did. And the way things are turning out, to me, and it's just, I cry going to sleep and I cry waking up. So why you do that? I cry going to sleep because I don't want to. I don't. And I cry when I wake up because I can't believe I'm here to do this all over again. I don't want to do this no more. I don't. I told my mom, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired. This thing called life is. I have done so much. And for so many people. And done so many things that to now, like they say, when they say it's time for yourself, I don't care about myself now. It's like, I'm tired, too tired to care about it. It's like, I'm tired. I am tired. I am gone. I am mentally. I used to work with my dad because he was just before his brother died, and we used to go on the road, and we used to play for the Commodores, open up the Commodores, and all these type of people. And we used to move equipment, and he told me, he said, man, by the time before you get about 40 something, you're gonna be, physically, you're gonna be through. He said, now I don't know about mentally, but physically, he's going to be good. And he was right.
physically through?
Yeah, physically. Because my what I was doing, the type of stuff I was doing in my side.
I see, okay.
And he was like, man, your body ain't ready to take that once you get older.
So the substance is alcohol?
No. It was like moving equipment and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
I know how y'all do. I know you judge.
I hope you don't know that. I hope you know I was trying to get better. But okay. Thank you for that. Right.
Okay. So you didn't ask me. That's why you didn't get thorough training. Okay. That's how I know you judge. Yeah. After the fact. But, yeah, I know. I ain't worried about it. I ain't mad at it. I'm used to it.
Okay, so you're moving a lot of equipment.
Yeah.
And he said that it would break your body down if you kept on. How long were you on that job? How long did you do that?
Yeah, I did that for 20 years.
Okay. That's a long time.
With him, 20 years. I started with him when I was 21.
Yeah. You were young at that time.
Yeah, and it was all good.
Yeah.
It was all good.
When you start to feel it, it's when you quit.
No, what happened was his brother died and he stopped going. He didn't want to do it no more. So what he did is he opened up we got a record label here.
Oh, okay.
So we do artists here, yeah.
So you are tired of the emotional work, tired of just trying to navigate things like that. You get judged. I hope you don't get judged by me.
I do. I'm not gonna lie to you. What you just did to me is what everybody do to me, and that's why I answer and I be the way I am. Instead of asking me what the problem is, y'all like telling me what it is. And you told me what drug is. You didn't say, well, dog, what happened to the, what caused you? No, you didn't do that. You went straight to the. And that's what I mean by everybody's not right, everybody's not wrong, everybody's.
That was fair right there. That was a fair statement, fair assessment, whatever that is. Probably based on the fact that we generally have been frank when we've spoken in the past. You're right. That's a different way to say this.
So do you understand my response to women? So you don't understand when they do me like that and I respond a different way that they're not expecting. You don't understand why that would happen.
I understand why you just responded that way to me as the one individual one.
I'm just saying that
I don't understand the generalization of the anticipation of everyone responding the same way I did going forward from now on. It's going to be a woman.
No, just the judgmental part.
Just the judgmental part.
Just by you telling me that, and then my answer to that.
When a woman does respond in that way, I hear.
What I'm
you.
Saying, do you understand why I might would be like, wait a minute, you don't even know who I am, and you gonna tell me?
Yeah. So the question I have for you is, what you did for me is you gave me the benefit of doubt and explained what was frustrating for you in that moment, right? So, as you speak with other people who may not know you as well and don't know it, just met you or maybe trying to understand you or...
And you know me.
I don't know. I don't know. I know who you are. I don't know. These questions, I don't really know you. You didn't tell me this story before. I don't know this story. I know the experience. I know that you worked with well. I was seeking understanding for you. I understand that you didn't appreciate me asking the question or seeking clarity in the approach that I took. I should have said, tell me about what was going on. Why did you say that? As opposed to, you say, he said, the way you're living your life and the things that you are doing, if you keep doing what you're doing out here, your body's going to break down by the time you turn 40. I hear that in a lot of different contexts, which you
have
to deal with substance abuse.
So you missed the whole part of me working with him.
Yeah, I didn't tie together that statement had to do with work.
So it's two people that want to hear.
the history. It is also why it's important for people to communicate and clarify. I do find it interesting that you take offense of people's mistakes, misspeaking. You personalize that. Tell me why that is.
Because people, you say what you mean and mean what you say. That's what you do. You say what you mean and you mean what you say. If you don't know what to say, don't say nothing. If you don't know the answer, I don't know. Don't guess at it. Not when it comes to me, because I'm not going to do that to you. And then I'm not saying that's how you got to be. I just said, with me, if you want what you got out of me, you can't give me what you give everybody else. This is not everybody else. I'm not going to give you to everybody else. You got 10 different people who I am going to get 10 different answers.
So help me understand and get clear about how I would know that before that event taking place, before that conversation taking place. How would I have known that prior to that?
What?
Any of what you explained just now. How would I know that without having that conversation and asking a question? How would I know that ahead of time to avoid having had
First of all, nobody likes to be done. So therefore, a judgment question should not come out your mouth if you don't like to be judged yourself.
That wasn't
a judgment
question.
I'm saying, that's how it comes out. Absolutely. Nobody likes to be judged, but judgment questions always come out of people's mouth. So when you come to me and look at me and automatically think what you think, and I understand why people do this. I'm not saying that I don't do that, but the one thing I never do, I never act on it. I never go to somebody and tell them what they are. I never tell them what I think they are. I never tell them what they are. I always ask them, what's going on, man? What's going on? Talk to them. Because I can't sit here and say, you just didn't get hit by a car, now you messed up. I can't say that. And you might have just walked up this street to this store, get hit by the car. Now you walking crazy. Now I walked up to you and said, dog, that heroin got to you. No, you just didn't got hit by a car. You need help. But I don't know that. But I know it's just, I ain't asked you what's wrong. And that's what's wrong with people. People don't ask people what's wrong. They already think they know what's wrong. People think they know too much. And people think they know too much about other people and don't even understand themselves.
I agree with that statement. What I hope people consider, because I'm almost done with the worksheet, okay, is I think I said this to you last night, that a lot of the things that you are not wrong about, you are. People can't find that out about you because you close off and get frustrated about. If someone is judging you, I don't think it's wrong to say that felt judgmental. Just like you do with me, that felt judgmental.
But you don't think that felt judgmental? Be honest.
I think it felt judgmental for you. Sure, that's what you said. But that's what I was saying. If you
do you think when you ask me that, do
Mr.
you
Mr. Johnson, I'm not going to answer.
But then, if you're not being fair.
We may need to find you another therapist. I am not being fair by not telling you how I feel about something. I'm not.
I asked you this. Would you think that was a judgmental question? That's all I asked you.
Yeah, that's what you asked. And what I said a few minutes ago when you said it, like twice I said it, it was not intended to judge. It was intended to seek clarification. I like the way it was phrased. I respect that. I understand where you're coming from. I can phrase it differently. But, Mr. Johnson, I'm not going to be telling you how I feel about anything.
I asked you a question. I didn't ask you how you felt. Did you think that was a judgmental question? That was yes or no.
Okay, so what we're going to do now. This person says that the event that you were impacted by or phrased up was that you're missing something important. Tell me about that.
We just talked about that.
What did we say?
We just talked about a missing something. We just talked about that.
What did we say?
We just talked about the missing. I'm missing something important.
Is a relationship.
Maybe a relationship. It's not
things kid. That you were supposed to. It's not kids.
It may. Well, no, not now.
Things that you wanted to do by the time you were 4.
Okay.
That's a question.
Okay.
Okay, it's not. It's a yes or no. Yes.
Yes.
No. Okay. So there were. It's 40 the age that you wanted to have those things done by.
It wasn't just 40, but yeah, 40. Yeah, 40 was our year.
So, the feeling that you have that you are missing love and support from most people. When you think of your support group, like anybody supported, one person, can you think of anyone that you turn to talk to?
What do you mean you turn to talk to? For what?
Like as a friend.
No. Bro. No. No. Mm-hmm. And I'm understanding why I can't. As I sit in here, I'm understanding why I can't.
Okay. What are you coming
to understand? I'm just understanding why I can't. I'm understanding why I can't talk. It's making sense. It's making sense. It's like I said before, people don't listen to me. People so busy trying to tell me, they're not listening. I'm listening.
Okay, may I try to share with you what I think I've heard?
Okay, I'm listening.
Definitely heard you saying you're tired and frustrated with having to do emotional stuff. You don't feel that people hear you. Tell them who you are. They tell you who they think you are. You don't think that people seek information the way that they should. And all this person.
No, I don't think people seek information the way they people seek information the way they should think. They do it the way they think. I ain't got nothing to do with it. It's just when it comes to me. I just want you to just respect me like I respect you. That's all I want. I just can't get it. I can't get it. It don't matter how nice I am. It don't matter how mean I am. It don't matter how respectful I am. It don't matter how well-spoken I am. It don't matter how ebonic I am. It don't matter what I am. People gonna do the same thing that you just did to me. They gonna look at me and they gonna have a judgment of why this happened to you and what happened to you. They gonna do the same thing. They gonna do the same exact thing. And all now I got to do, instead of being upset about people being that way, to realize who people really are. And now I get it. I get it.
Is
that
something you say you can accept?
I get it. I ain't say I accept it yet. I get it though. I truly get it. It ain't no reason. There is no reason for me to be who I've been. There is no reason. It's not been appreciated. If it was appreciated, I wouldn't feel the way that I feel. I've been too much. I've always been the I can call on. I've always been the if they won't do what he will and put myself on hold for everything and when it's time for me. I can't even get nobody to understand. Forget doing something. We ain't gonna even get to doing anything.
I'm listening.
No.
When someone, if on occasion to someone was to try to understand, keeping in mind that there is a potential that they may seek to understand you in a way that you don't appreciate, how would you encourage someone? What would you envision they do? How do they need to go about it? To your point, everyone is going to do all the things you already said everybody's going to do. Right? Yes. That's your purview. Now, my purview is people. There are thousands of people in the world that have different approaches, different experiences, different languages, different ways of doing things. But you're seeing very clearly one way of people impacting negatively by certain phrases, so, and not even phrases, but what may be perceived as a judgment, even before they may inquire. So I'm wondering, what would a person do to attempt the understanding that you're saying you desire that people have of you? You want someone to understand you.
But people talk at me instead of to me.
They talk around you, they may say something you do, something to you about something, but they don't sit down and have conversations to try to seek that in-depth.
People talk part of it. At me. They don't talk to me, they talk at me.
What would they do if they were talking to you? What would that look like?
Ask me questions instead of tell me what I need to do. That's a very, very first thing. What do you think, or what can we do, or what do you think, instead of saying, well, you need to go on TikTok and look at so-and-so, and this is TikTok.
Right. So you'd be open to that conversation and several questions and questions after questions after questions.
It ain't even got to be question after question. It just can be to the point, as long as it's to the point. It don't have to be long.
There's another parameter that if the person doesn't know that ahead of time, that, you know, okay, I'm going to answer some questions, but don't make it too long. Because then I'm going to be like, well, you asked me all these questions, and then, you know what I mean? So then
I'm not like that. I'm willing to talk to anybody. Right, we can talk for hours. That ain't it. As long as you're not talking stupidly, or you're not pushing my buttons in a way that, you know, we just got to talk about. Okay. Other than that, if you ask anybody, I'm one of the greatest people that we want to talk to. I'm talking about, oh Lord, if you ask certain people, I got all the answers, and I be looking at them like, Lord have mercy. But, that ain't it.
Okay,
that ain't it. I'm out of here, I'm Dr. Phil. Out of here, I'm Dr. Phil.
Okay.
But they don't understand why. They don't understand why, because I done been through so much and seen all this craziness and been crazy and been the dude that they with. I've been the one popping up out the garbage cans and all that. I've been doing all, I done done that.
Who are we talking about exactly? The
person. I'm just saying, people that come acting, females my age, white dudes act like this. Oh, that's easy. It's easy. Like I said, to them, I'm Dr. Phil.
So when they come and they make the mistake of asking a question or assuming something about you, when you use those skills that Dr. Phil may have, would you be able to clarify for them where they made the mistake and communicate with you in a way that was irritating and frustrating to you?
If they came to me like that?
Like what?
Did you use the style females when you were younger?
So, okay, that's it.
Yeah. If it came to me like that, yeah. But don't come to me and look at me and be like, man, I know you a stalker. Now I ain't no 10-1 up in the place.
Okay, I
could take it better if somebody came to me and said, you know what, you might stalk a female or something.
So then, okay, from our worksheet, the idle time that you're thinking and thinking about things going wrong, those are the kind of things that you kind of processing in your mind. Those kind of things. Today somebody gonna say something to me and assume something about me or judge me and I'm already irritated just by thinking about what they come up here saying.
I don't really walk around thinking like that.
I'm talking during the idle time when there's nothing to do.
Oh, well, yeah. I've been trying. My dad told me I've been a lot calmer with people. Yeah. He told me I've been a lot calmer with people. He said I've changed the whole lot. Y'all probably don't know, y'all don't see me every day, but he said I ain't nothing like I was. He said you mellowed out a whole lot.
But you are letting me see some of the things that make you frustrated, sincerely, honestly. And I hear you. The examples you've given, and like I said, even my example, you're right. Okay, you're absolutely right. I feel afraid that it was not intended to be judgmental, it was intended to seek information. But I definitely get how you could have felt like I was accusing you of having lived through it. So I was just like, the question was, and normally I would say, what's your journey with drugs and alcohol? I don't have a drink. I never had drunk anything. But the way you heard it was, I know you did some drugs. That's not what I meant by it. I was thinking to understand. But I get where you're coming from. And the other things and the other insights that you share was, you share a lot of your wisdom with a lot of people in different places. But you're also assessing their ability to contribute to you or to understand who you are.
They don't.
Huh?
They don't.
You pre apply. Yeah. And so, this is in terms of those things that you say you wish you had that you wanted to come to you. If you make that decision before the opportunity to see what that potentially is, then you cut off the opportunity, you cut it off, and so it has to stay back there because you made it.
Well, I've tried to see things happen positive and then it happened. That's why it went negative.
That was an occasion and experience.
That
was painful.
That's all. It's like the more things I think of negative happen, they happen more than the things positive. So it's like,
would you be open to trying it in reverse then?
Well, I tried it in reverse. That's what I'm saying. The things that I think positive don't work like the things that work negative. If I think something negative, instant. If I think something positive, never. Seems like it'll never happen. If it happened, why that is, I don't know. I can't question God about that.
Yeah,
but,
I don't know how long you practice it though. And if you put in a time limit on things that take a while to cultivate,
it don't take long for good to happen.
It depends on what you're talking about and if it involves other people coming to it. You can negative look if you practice it. We just
good for me to just wake up and good for me to be just wake up and want to be here today.
Yeah, that is a bit good. And I hear you saying that days when you don't feel that way.
No, it's every day I don't feel that way.
But I would like to acknowledge that. My great God, you know, and so I think that's fake, though.
Fake.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know